This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. So the official price tag for the London Olympics is about $15 billion. And while some tally up the benefits, some small business owners in London are already seeing red. Christopher Worth reports.
Lambert Souvenirs is exactly the kind of business you'd expect to benefit from the Olympics. A shot put throw from the Houses of Parliament, it sells all the memorabilia a tourist could ever ask for.
T-shirts, sweatshirts, keyrings, magnets, and pins.
Frey Derger works here. In the run-up to the Games, she says the store is stocked up on merchandise, expecting a flood of visitors, which it now regrets.
We're not selling anything. We're not selling our souvenirs. Everybody's complaining business is down by 55 to 60% because no customers are coming.
Complaints like hers can be heard all over London. It seems high hotel prices and the hassle of the Olympics have scared off many of the normal non-Olympic visitors. Mary Rance is the head of UK Inbound, a trade association for the tourism industry. She says August is usually a peak month for tourism in London, but close to 90% of tourism-related businesses are reporting losses due to lower-than-expected visitor numbers during the Games.
And obviously, as the number of visitors are down, obviously it means the bookings in hotels are down, the visits to attractions are down, so it has a sort of spiraling effect.
Spiraling all the way down to the little guy on the streets.
It's been a great Olympic for Britain, but not for us.
Arben Leshy draws portraits and caricatures on this sidewalk in London's West End shopping district. He says he'd usually have about 10 to 15 customers a day, but this summer he's had days when no one stops. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.